She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Well, hello, folks. Thanks for coming back and being with us. And I can't do any of those things, being articulate, telling the truth, without help all the time, and without humility, and without my lovely guest, Sarah Corey, who's here with me again. We're going to be talking about big fat lies. And quite honestly, I think there's a lot of them in our nowadays. I think I've been definitely focused on this word nowadays, like these days, these modern days, because there's so much coming at us, Sarah. There is marketing and messaging and seductive suggestions to do this, to get this, and people are like helpless, but really hopeful in wanting to have better health. And there are some big fat lies out there. So we're going to be talking about the truth about low fat, full fat, and your waistline. And I'm so glad to have you back.
Hi, Dr. Holly. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure all the time because, you know, one of the things that I love about your segments in the Coach's Corner, because you are a fourth year medical student who is brilliant, and but you are, you know, your background is so rich in business and marketing and IT, which is information technology, and also then coaching. So coaching, like health coaching. So you have it all, in my opinion. You know, you like all of these things you have covered, and you give great information and backed by studies. And so, you know, what do we need to understand about our bodies in order to function when it comes to fat?
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you for that little plug. I appreciate that. And I think to what you're saying, coming from a marketing background, is that we're always trying to sell the consumer on something. And a big place that happens is in the diet industry. And we're seeing, you know, every week there's a different diet, or this is how you lose weight, or this is how you, you know, get a skinny waistline and don't eat fat or eat fat. And what we just need to do is get through, you know, do some myth busting here and really understand how fat behaves in our body, what it does, and how that can influence our, you know, weight or cholesterol or different things that we're concerned about. And so, you know, if you think back, there was many years ago, and I remember my mom doing this, was the Snackwell's low-fat diet craze. And nobody was eating fat. It was, fat was the biggest enemy, but everybody was gaining weight. And so it was like, well, if fat makes you fat, but you're not eating fat, how come you're still gaining weight? So what we need to think about is fat is critical in our body. We need it to function. It provides us with energy. It helps us to absorb vital nutrients such as vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E. We need it for our hormones, brain development, decreasing inflammation. So it's not something we want to totally avoid. And there's two interesting studies that came out recently. One was from the National Institute of Health, and that study actually revealed that prior to our previous thinking that we want to stay low fat to lose weight, they actually showed that diets that had reduced the amount of carbohydrates like bread, pastas, muffins, and favored full fat foods such as meat, butters, things that we constantly, you know, think, oh, we can't have too much of that. Right. They found that people who were on this type of diet had improved health markers, nearly all their health markers, including smaller waistlines, which we all want, and keeping their arteries clear, which is, of course, important for reducing your cardiovascular risk. And,
right.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's really interesting because that kind of goes against what we've been told or what we think is going on.
Well, no, and I still, you know, I have a friend who was a marathon runner, and he had a heart attack, and all he does is stay away from fat. Can't have fat, can't have fat, can't have fat. And I'm like, Gary, you need to have some fat. Like, you really need to have some fat. I mean, like, it was, I mean, I couldn't believe it. And it's true, you know, cardiovascular disease is the number one killer still of both men and women in our country. And so it's pretty prevalent. And I love the new research that's coming out to support that there is healthy fat out there that is actually, we can get in our diets. It's so easy. It's so efficient. It's so economical. And it's effective when it comes to really preventing disease.
Yes. Yes. And I think what we need to think about, exactly to your point with the marathon runner friend, is there was another study by Tulane University. And they basically, on a high level, they had two groups. One group was supposed to restrict their fat, and then they could continue eating carbohydrates. And the other group was able to have whatever amount of fat they wanted, but then they needed to cut their carbohydrates in half. And a year later, they found that the group that had the almost double the amount of fat in their diet lost 3 times the amount of weight, 12 pounds versus 4 pounds from the low carbohydrate, or from the high carbohydrate group, and that fat was lost from body fat, not muscle wasting, which is really important when we're losing fat. We want to lose actual fat. We don't want to lose our muscle. So that was really interesting. And one thing that that tells us is, you know, when we're eating more carbohydrates, often that is, when we have more carbohydrates in our diet, that's going to increase our blood sugar because carbohydrates are broken down quicker. And then that's going to be stored around the middle as fatty acids, which this isn't always bad. You know, in evolution, in times of famine, we often need that fat store so we can burn it if we're not having calories taken in. But in our modern day, we're often constantly putting in things in our mouth, and usually those are carbohydrate sources. So we're never burning that stored fat, and we're just getting bigger and bigger around our waistline. So when we think about this, it's really not the low-fat diet. It's really having the right amount of fat and the low carbohydrates where we can see some of the better weight loss and less weight gain in our in our diet.
That's the key for people. That's the take-home message. It's like we have to have the appropriate amount of fats and the appropriate fats and then the lower carbohydrates.
Yes, yes. And I think understanding there's a different type of fat. So there's two fats that we could think of as good fats. And one of those is called monounsaturated fats. And these fats are what we think of when we think of olive oil, almonds, cashews, peanut butter. And these fats are actually going to help lower bad cholesterol and raise your good cholesterol. And they're going to protect against things like plaquing of the arteries, which, of course, is going to lead to heart disease. And they actually can help prevent belly fat, which is exciting. So, again, though, when we're talking about fats, we really want to think about portion size. We don't want to be eating a whole tub of peanut butter. So for a serving of this, which is about 8 grams of fat, is 1 tablespoon of peanut butter or like 8 large olives, a quarter cup of sunflower seeds. That's a good amount. We don't want to overdo it. You know, good fats are helpful, but in moderation. And another type of good fat we can think about are polyunsaturated fats, and this is where we're getting those omega-3s, omega-6s, which are essential fats, meaning we have to eat them. We can't make those in our bodies.
Right.
And those can be found in things like omega-3s are found in salmon, flax seeds, which we're all hearing the buzz about flax seeds. This is why, you know, you're hearing about that, and walnuts. These are all going to help boost your brain function, strengthen your immune system. They can even help improve your mood. So that's really awesome.
Yeah. I think you have such great. Yeah, no, it's great. It's great information because this is a macronutrient. You know, and it's been very confusing for folks. It really has, because I actually had Dr. Esselstein on my show when I taped in New York, Myth Defying with Dr. Holly on the Vriya Living Network. And there is, with the China study and everything, there is a school of thought that no fat, no whey, anything, no nuts, no seeds, no avocado, no fat, no no olive oil, no fat. Plant-based, you know, and I always like, well, that is taking, it's such an extreme. And listen, I'm always open and I want people to know the information and what's best for them. And so it's still a controversial subject because there is that information from the China study out there, but this is great as far as being balanced and also having studies to prove it, that increase your good fat, decrease the carbohydrates that are actually causing some of the disease entities of having cardiovascular risk, and modify your diet for sure. 30 seconds, bud.
Yeah, I think it's, like you said, it's very important. We want to have the good fat. Don't be afraid of the fat. Reduce your carbohydrates. Think about, you know, ways you can get in healthy fats. Don't get in your fats from, you know, cheeses or, you know, heavy meats, but things like nuts, seeds, great ways to get fat into your diet.
There you have it, nuts, seeds, and great fats.